Okay, Steve, we'll start off a great win over Loughlin today in the Cup. What were your assessments on the game?
Yeah, decent amateur side. Needed to be professional. We were very poor against Swinton last week, so there was a few wrongs that we needed to put right. And you know, we knew these would come and give a good account of themselves, so we just had to stick to our game plan, stick to what we'd talked about during the week, and we did that. And then obviously we managed to score 80 points.
How was the week after the Swinton game? Because it was a really big disappointment for everyone at the club last week. Has it been a tough week in training, or have you kind of all come together and, you know, looked towards this game as a you know, to make it right kind of thing?
Yeah, you know, we were all obviously disappointed on Tuesday. And, you know, video was quite embarrassing for us, and as a team, it just wasn't acceptable. But you know, that's gone now. That's our one real poor performance for this season that we can't have again. We've put that to the back of our minds now. We've come out, you know, we can only beat who's in front of us. And luckily for us this week, it was Castleford Lock Lane, and we've been professional and come out with a good performance.
As part of the 80 points scored today, you went past a special landmark for the club, over 1,000 points. You know, what does that achievement mean to you, and you know, how much do you, obviously you love playing Valifax, you've been here a few years now, you must be really proud of that.
Yeah, anything like that, you know, obviously the team comes first, but any individual accolades like that, playing for this great club that, you know, I wear my heart on my sleeve when it comes to playing for Halifax, and to pick up stuff like that and hear the crowd singing your name and cheering for you, you know, it's special. And you know, like you just said, I do love playing here, and it's a special place to play. And you know, I can't emphasise how much more how happy I am. And you know, hopefully I can get another 1,000. I've done it in 4.5 years, so I've definitely got another 4.5 years in me, so you know, the aim's got to double up now.
That's the plan. And you want to probably start scoring a few more tries, you just told me. Not scored since the opening day of the season. Is that bugging you a little bit?
Yeah, you know, I'm playing alright, I'm playing well, and you know, I'm not having the luck of the green at the minute. It's, you know, I've not scored for a while, and it is a bit frustrating. You know, it happens at times, but you know, the team, my contribution, as long as it stays good, and if I'm not scoring, as long as my contribution stays good, I'm happy. And you know, the boys are, you know, when you've got Ed Barber scoring 4, then it doesn't really matter. So you know, I'll just keep knocking over them goals, and that's how I'll get my points for now.
Obviously back to the league next week against Dewsbury, but the cup draw on Thursday, anyone in particular that you're looking out for?
You know, I won't like to name anyone in terms of the weakest side we could play, but we would like obviously a winnable game. But the glamour tie for me would be Saints away. You know, that'd be a dream come true for me. I've got some good friends there, and you know, that'd be the dream tie.